Hello everyone, it is the 9th episode of the EAS podcast. Magro from Chile will interview the old EAS president Anne-Marie from Zimbabwe about her current entrepreneurial ideas and how she got involved in EAS. Enjoy!
You can't build peace on empty stomachs.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.
Hello, listeners. Hope everybody's all right. I'm María José, also known as Majo, from US Chile, current national director, and I'm here with Anne-Marie from Zimbabwe. Hello, Anne-Marie. How's everything going?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Majo. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my full name is Tefazwa Anne-Marie Tinoreva. I'm from Zimbabwe, like you already mentioned. I come from a small town called Chiredzi, which is well known for its sugarcane production. I did a master's in public policy and governance at Africa University here in Zimbabwe, focusing on agricultural policies. And I also did a Bachelor of Science degree in agribusiness management at Africa University as well. Currently, I'm working as the farm manager at Corinth Valley Farm, which produces sugarcane, and we also have a livestock section that has cattle, goats, pigs, guinea fowls, some rabbits, roadrunner chickens, and we adopted some peacocks, which are really, really beautiful. Yeah, they are really amazing. I'm planning to start up fish farming as well in the next few months, so I'm pretty excited about that. So in summary, I can say that I'm a pure farm girl who's really passionate about farming, about nature and all its beauty.
How long have you been in EAS? How did you start?
Okay, so I was in EAS for almost 5 years. Yeah, 5 years, since 2014 to 2019. And it's actually an interesting story of how I got to meet EAS. I mean, it was like love at first sight, and I still remember every detail. And it's really nice now that I'm getting to share it with you. So, So I was doing my academic internship in the state of Iowa in 2014. And I was staying with this amazing family, beautiful family, for 4 months. And during the last few weeks of my stay, they were able to get me an invitation to visit the Iowa State University campus. And it was the same time when EAS was having its World Congress. So I was able to get a spot to participate for a week. But I tell you, that 1 week was enough to motivate me to establish EAS back in my country. That 1 week was enough to motivate me to become an EAS member. I mean, an active EAS member, to be specific. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Young people of my age, vibrant, full of energy, discussing about issues affecting people at global level. You know, I was really challenged. I still remember the first day. The first day I went was during a General Assembly session. And, you know, participants were talking about the Constitution and bylaws, amendments, issues affecting the organization at regional levels. And I was just inspired. And, you know, during the break hour, I remember going to the bathroom and I started crying. I couldn't believe it. I just wanted the other students, you know, my colleagues back in my country to see what I was seeing, to experience what I was experiencing. And the only way that I could do that was by, you know, establishing this organization back in my country so that I could be able to also have other students, other young people in my country participating and being involved in this network. It was amazing. I still remember. I think it was one of my best experiences in this organization. I was sparked by what I was seeing. I was sparked by the energy that, you know, participants had. And I remember going back home and my host parent came to get me. And, you know, I just told him that, you know, I'm going to start EAS in Zimbabwe. And I think he didn't believe me the first time. I don't know. But I'm sure he was just thinking, okay, she's coming back from, you know, one of those motivational speeches. You know how it is. You're full of energy. You're just motivated. And you're full of, you know, some positive energy. But I actually meant it. It wasn't easy. Honestly, it wasn't easy to open up EAS Zimbabwe. It was quite hard because I had to work with seven students, a group of seven students, and it's different. You know, I was coming from seeing the exact picture of EAS, and I was trying to transfer the same picture to all the other students. So it was quite hard for me to finally have everybody on board and to have members joining, but it was worth it, you know. And I was able to register EAS at national level, and I was also able to register EAS at international level. It was one of the best things that I've ever done in my life, and I still see EAS Zimbabwe as my little baby, and I love to see it expand. I'm loving to see it, you know, grow to where it is right now. So yeah, it's quite a story. It was amazing, and it was one of those beautiful moments that I really appreciate in my life. Yes.
What motivated you to become an active member?
Well, I was motivated by the fact that, you know, EAS was one place that I felt like sharing my passion with without any judgments, without any limits. I mean, speaking the same language. Remember, I was coming from, you know, a place where random people from society and even my own friends questioned me on my choice of, you know, taking agriculture as a career, as if there were other better things that I could have done. A place where a female driving a tractor raises many eyebrows. So EAS was my best choice ever as far as my career is concerned. It gave me the confidence that I had, that I have right now. It opened so many doors for me. I think the experience that I got and the exposure that I got, I wouldn't have gotten it by, you know, just sitting in class and finishing my program and getting my degree certificate. I wouldn't have gotten that exposure. I wouldn't have gotten that experience. And I really appreciate EAS very much, because I believe that I'm here where I am because of the organization. I now have the confidence of freely expressing my love for agriculture because I was involved. I was involved with a group of young people that share similar dreams, similar ideas, and I very much appreciate EAS, honestly. If you check, for example, my Facebook account, for example, if you check my Instagram account, you will see that I'm this one crazy farm girl who's crazy in love with farming. I'm in love with what I do. And it's mostly because of EAS. Yeah. So I think sometimes I laugh about it, but I think it's an organization that I would also tell my kids about and, you know, try to talk them into understanding the organization in case they want to join. Of course, I'm not going to force them, but I would love for them to also be members of EAS.
I've had the most, I don't know how to express it, but ESS has been amazing for me. Honestly, it has been amazing. And there's so much stuff that motivated me. Members motivated me. I mean, seeing other members, you know, talking to other members, you get motivation from other people around the network. So much happened during my terms as an ES member, and I was motivated every time, different things all together. It was amazing.
I know you've been really active in your committee. What kind of activities did you take part of?
So I did participate in quite a lot of, you know, activities within ES Zimbabwe. I think almost all the activities within ES Zimbabwe. I remember one of our first projects in 2014 was a horticultural project that we did when we were trying to raise some money to help us with the running of our work. And I made sure as well that, you know, ES Zimbabwe had representation in all international events, like the African Directors Meetings, the World Congress. We also sent some members for EXCO meetings, and we sent one member for an EXPRO in Indonesia. Initially, I mean, that was my main goal. I had established ES in Zimbabwe so that, you know, young people can get the exposure that I had gotten. They can get that international experience that I had had. And the drive that I got, you know, after attending my first event. So I wanted to facilitate that and, you know, be able to motivate members to take part in the opportunities that ES had to offer. And I also, you know, just promoted, you know, them from, you know, to apply for development funding, for example. And I also got some sponsorships for some of the members. That was my main goal, you know. So yeah, it was quite a road. It was not easy. It was not easy because I think funding was our biggest challenge. But the few that I managed to help out, I'm still happy that, you know, it happened. At least I have a few young people that, you know, were able to benefit, you know, some international experience through ES. I also tried my best to motivate, you know, our members in participating in, you know, global projects of ES, like the Women in Agriculture, trying to promote and raise awareness on, you know, gender equality in the field of agriculture. The No Food Waste Project, for example, the Village Concept Project, just to give back to the community. So we did all of this as a way of, you know, trying to also get other universities in knowing about ES Zimbabwe and also applying and starting up their own local committees. We did some cleanup campaigns. I also featured on the national television on behalf of ES, again, as a way of, you know, trying to expand our name, expand the network, expand, you know, the kind of work that we were doing so that everybody could also know us, know about us. And maybe inspire a few young people. I'm sure there are the young people that have been inspired by ES, with us, you know, sharing it around the country. And it was fun doing all of this. It was fun. I also, you know, took part in quite a number of field trips that we did to companies. Like the last one that I did was to Tobacco Research Board, which was quite a lot of fun. We hosted some amazing international members from Belgium, from France, from Switzerland. So all of this has been to my heart, and it has been amazing. I will always cherish it, always. So yeah, I tried to spread my wings as far as I could, and it was a lot of work. At the same time, it was a lot of fun. So it was a mix of two things at the same time. And yeah, it made agriculture fun. Yes. I mean, going for field trips, for example, you're in a bus and you're just ES members and you're singing, you're talking, you're sharing stories, you're excited of, you know, what you're going to see at whatever company that you're visiting. And companies ended up, you know, getting interested in us and trying to know about the network a bit more, which was, for me, it was magnificent. It was beautiful. So yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
What positions did you take part of ES? I met you when you were ES World President, for example.
Well, I tried my best to take part in the growth of the organization at all levels. So yeah, that's at national level, regional level, and global level. So I served as the national director of ES Zimbabwe from 2014 to 2016. Then I became the deputy regional director of projects and innovation in 2017. I became the ES World Control Board member in 2017. Then the ES World President in 2017 to 2018. Then finally, an advisory board member in 2018 to 2019. Yes.
What challenges did you face? What things did you learn?
Well, my biggest challenge, I would say, was, you know, not getting the numbers that I was targeting. It was hard to get students to understand what great exposure ES had to offer. Hence, you know, it was a challenge to get new members, and expansion is key to growth. I mean, expansion is key to growth, but of course, through that, you know, I learned that even if you have a few, even if you find the few that you find, they play a big role, and even if it takes time, others will sail with you eventually. Yes.
We got to meet in the World Congress in 2018 in Croatia while you were our ES World President. What an amazing experience, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it was really amazing. I still remember, it was a great experience. Of course, yeah, we had to work a bit more. I mean, preparing for the General Assembly sessions together with my team. But we had an amazing experience. It was really beautiful. I remember it was amazing.
With ES have you had, like traveling edition? What is your most cherished memory or activity from any of your experiences abroad?
So all my events in ES were fantabulous. No regrets at all. No regrets. I mean, they all had, they all left a different, you know, mark on me. For example, Walker USA, that's where it all started. That's where I got to know ES. So it was, you know, an event that held huge significance in my life. Then we had Walker Europe, the one we had to travel to four different countries, Italy, Belgium, Switzerland, and Netherlands. It was beautiful. Then ADM Kenya was amazing. Walker Mexico was amazing. Walker Croatia was amazing. The EB strategy meetings that we did in Belgium, Slovenia, and France, they were all amazing. They all had, like I said, a different mark to them. So they were all beautiful in their own ways. Yes.
Now graduated, what are you working on right now?
So I'm working as a farm manager at the moment. And I also started a farm-inspired clothing brand called AG Lover, which means agricultural lover. It's a strong, bold signature sign for those who are passionate about agriculture or anything related to agriculture, and also for those who acknowledge the importance of agriculture in our daily lives. I'm also working on a side project under the Corinth Valley Farm, which is called the Corinth Valley Farmhouse Crafts, which mainly focuses on embracing handcrafts, yard art. We do different yard art crafts to beautify nature. So you could, if you want, you could take a look at the stuff that I've worked on so far on our pages on Instagram and Facebook with our handles Corinth Valley Farm. I'm also a co-founder of Noyami, which is a cosmetic company that produces natural cosmetic products. So it's a group of three people that came together, and we had this crazy idea that we are, you know, trying to start up. And actually the third person is an ES alumni of ES Zimbabwe. So yeah, you see, ES is still living in my life. Once an ESA, always an ESA. I'm doing some joint farming projects with other young people here in Zimbabwe, horticultural projects mainly. And eventually my future plan is to open up a farm style B&B on the farm as well. I want to invite people, you know, to also enjoy the farm life, you know, travel all parts, you know, all around the world just to experience farm life here. So it will be open also for expro. So yeah, I'm also inviting you indirectly. If you want to, you know, visit, please feel free. I love hosting people, so I would really love to have some visitors coming to also, you know, experience farm life and, you know, appreciate what we have in terms of agriculture, and also maybe help others understand the importance of agriculture. Yes.
Do you have any advice for the new members listening to this podcast?
Well, my advice is simple. Explore all corners of ES. I mean, ES has so much to offer. It has so many opportunities to offer. Explore all those opportunities as much as you can.
We're almost finished with this episode. Would you like to add anything for our listeners?
My last words to our listeners would be, follow your passion. Don't listen to negative comments. Just be you. Follow your passion and be yourself. Yes. Thank you very much.
And with that thought, we wrap up this episode. Thank you very much for your time, Emery. Hope everybody had a great time as I did. See you in another episode, and take care, everybody.
It was inspiring to hear these motivational words and interesting stories from Amari. Special thanks to Amari for telling her story, and Mago for being a fantastic host. This podcast has been edited by myself, Thomas, promoted by Festus and his team, and sponsored by Wageningen University and Research. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week to hear a story from a different continent.
You can't build peace on empty stomachs.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.